This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Superintendent Jared Croydon of Roseburg Public Schools, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is the end of spring break, sort of, with the statewide school closure for another month. Now, kind of uncharted territory for districts around Oregon, including Roseburg. Talk about what's going to begin happening this week.
Yeah, we've got a great plan in place this week. We have start really quick with meal deliveries. One of our first priorities is to make sure we had food on kitchen tables and in people's possessions. So we'll start bus delivery meals today between 10 and 1 p.m. As a reminder, we will still be serving lunch and breakfast at all of our sites this week, but we'll start bus delivery between 10 and 1 p.m. We would encourage all patrons with kids 0 to 18 to take a look at the website with the routes there, and hoping to get out today to do some deliveries as well. So that's happening today. We'll have staff checking in with families this week, contacting students and their families this week. We're going to be getting technology to our kids and families that need tech. That'll include Chromebooks and Wi-Fi hotspots. And we will be starting childcare at four of our sites this week, Winchester, Sunny Slope, Hewcrest, and Eastwood Elementary, for our first responders and healthcare workers.
So this is something that really we've never had to do before, and to put it together real quickly during what was supposed to be a break for some, at least last week, has probably been a bit of a daunting task.
You know, I'm really happy with our staff. They've done a great job. We've had to balance a few things. We have staff that might be at high risk or live with someone's at high risk. So we've worked with staff. Everyone is willing to help out, just trying to find the right spots for people. But we really will have all hands on deck, just putting those hands in the right spots. But our staff's done a really incredible job. Hats off to them, and hats off to many of our community partners who have helped us this week.
So for teachers to get started in this regard, one of the things you mentioned is contacting students regarding their technology needs. We've talked before, and it's certainly no secret that in a community like Roseburg, not everybody automatically has internet access, even at their home, let alone an iPad or a Chromebook or something that's available for them to use for education.
Yeah, that's true. We have a sense of who might, we think. We've done some technology auditing in some of our buildings, but we really won't know until we reach out and make contact with our families. I'm not sure what that will look like necessarily, but we do have technology available. It's at the buildings. We've got a host of people that'll be out collecting those and delivering those this week. And then also wanted to thank many of our internet service providers here in Roseburg who are going to help families that don't have internet access at home to be able to get that for free, it appears, throughout the closure.
So the idea, of course, is to keep students' minds active during this time when you can't do normal learning. What kinds of what kinds of supplemental learning materials are going to be available for parents to share with their kids?
Yeah, we've got part of what will happen this week is the development as teams start to work together or continue to work together apart from one another, telework mostly. But we have a great list of resources. There are so many really good resources out there, and we're collecting those and developing some, lesson plans and things for our kids. I'm not as concerned about finding resources that work for our kids. The challenge in telework and not having a classroom is for that professional in the classroom to know their kids as a reader, to see the next thing they need, to do that assessment piece and student engagement piece is sometimes a little tricky on a device, but that's what we'll work at. There's, again, things we can learn through this process. But, yeah, resources are plentiful out in the Internet these days.
So are you hearing from state officials yet? Are they looking towards the end of April? And if, and right now everything seems to be an if, school is able to be resumed at that point, what the rest of the academic year might look like?
Well, I am in contact with state officials several times a week. We were hoping to hear something about graduation requirements on Friday. That meeting was postponed. I think they're still working through some details of what that will look like. Right now, we're planning. The state, you know, wants us to plan as if we'll be back in school April 29th. We are doing that as well as planning, you know, what it looks like if we're out for an extended period, including the rest of the year. So we have kind of multiple things happening in terms of planning. But right now, I think the thought, although this shifts, it seems to be day to day with what we're, you know, what things are looking like. We're planning on April 29th, but we will see.
And obviously, then the question is, what do you do with the end of the school year? And do classes go into July or do they not? Or and there's probably many things yet to be figured out on the state level on that.
There are. I think there's, yeah, there are definitely things to get figured out there. I've had several students and parents reach out with this question about July. I think that's to be determined, but I would say my personal feeling is that's not likely to happen. If you remember, staff are under the governor's order as we complete these tasks that we were given to do. That's in, you know, including supplemental education, child care, meal delivery. Staff are getting paid, and they are grateful that they are not furloughed like many of our colleagues and neighbors throughout the community. So I don't know that it's likely that we'll go into July. So we'll continue to do the best we can do, be optimistic about what our future holds, and just work on supporting the community through this.
And you mentioned the school district website. That's got all the real in-depth information about the school meal delivery method. How are you getting so many meals put together so fast? What's going on behind the scenes there?
Well, early morning this morning, we are prepping 4,000 breakfasts and 4,000 lunches. Those are currently being distributed at school sites right now, and currently being prepped for deliveries. We'll be on the bus about 9:30 this morning. They'll be loaded on about 9 or 9:30 this morning, with meal delivery starting right around 10 or 10 after this morning.
So will the buses be stopping as often as they would normally, or is it going to be a little bit different?
Yeah, we have modified routes. As you know, with different start times at different buildings, we'll oftentimes, during a regular school day, would have sometimes three buses passing one area, depending on elementary, middle school, high school pickups. So we'll just have one bus in each area of the district. We have additional sites we've added that are within that mile boundary that we often find within that, what we call that walking boundary. We've added some stops in there. The routes are on the website. I would just remind folks, probably as the drivers get out today and do these deliveries, as we try to figure out what this looks like in terms of how do you deliver and keep social distance, how long does that piece take? It probably will take a day or two for us to figure out exactly what this looks like. Probably think we'll have people maybe come today, but if it's anything like the meal deliveries meal distribution at the school sites, those started off kind of meager the first day. They doubled, and then they continued to go up. So my guess is the delivery schedule is on there, but we'll probably make some adjustments as we get better at delivering and figure out how to do that, and as we probably have more patrons coming to get meals.
A lot of things going on. Anything else you want to share with folks this morning?
No, we just really are grateful to be a community partner, really grateful for all the support we've gotten from the community and other partners, and we're excited and honored to be a resource here in our community.
All right, Superintendent Jared Corden of Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.